Okay, so Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the fourth line. Amar Avram Bar Papa, Rav Chista, Kol Shom Mishum Avel. So here there's an issue in terms of the Girsa. So you take a look down at the Bach. It says, Perish B'Dirabanan, Islaponi, Bein Shom Mishum Avel, Bein Shom Mishum Tainug. Avo Biyom HaKippur Mishu Daraisa, Avo Mishum Mishum Tainug, Asar Bein V'Chamin, Bein Mitzonin. So he says, basically, the Gemara's equation is not going to maintain for Dinim Doraisa, like Yom Kippur, but very, very much apropos our discussion in Halacha today. Yon Tisha B'Avel, Asar Ben Bechamin Ben Mitzonin, Kol Shom Mishum Tainug, another Tainis Tzibur, Bechamin Asar Bitzonin Mutter. Okay, so once again, this Gemara seems to put like a very fine point on it as Tisha B'Av Mishum Avel, and not like a regular tainus where we're trying to make sure that you're not distracted, and that you're focused, but we're not saying that, you know, the intensity is anywhere near the same. So Rachid says defined differently. So Ravidi Baravina Fanina Mitanina Vinolina Samir Chatzo, so Rashi and Tosus point out that means Bechamin Amalei Abaye Vibitsonin Aser, you know, it should be obvious, because if you thought Sonin was gonna be Aser, so Chernes on the Haros Mibaile Lemisni, right? It should have said that there should have been some kind of blockage, or at the very least, signage that would tell people not to go into the Neharos, but just takes a stand in the Mir Chatzos. So that's a raya that we're talking about Chamin. So the Gemara will spend the next Amud trying to pin down this issue. So Amr of Shisha, Breda Ravidi Abba, Hachi Kashalei, Mechti Tanan, Aser, Rechitz, and Olinus, and Mirchaos, Lamali, Allah, Shmamino, Bechamin, Aser, Bitzonein, Mutter, right? So, Nolinus, and Mirchaos should have already been covered by Aser, Rechitz, but apparently it's a Klalu Prat, so in Bechal, Mashiach, Beprat. Lehm, Messiah, Kol Chayove, Tvilos, Tovlin, Kedarkan, Bein Betishaba, Bein Beyomaki Purin. So, Chayove, Tvilos, that for us would be like a Nida, Yuledes, etc. So Bimai, Ilema Bechamin, Tvila Bechamin Meika. What are you talking about? Shuvininhu. So there's a psul in Me Mikvah. It says, Ach Mayan Ubar Mikveh Mayim Yetahar. So Bar Mikveh Mayim means that the Mayim can't be Shuvin. Can't be that they were drawn from another place. It just gathered naturally. So there's a whole discussion about what that means. Tosos says here that sometimes what you might think is that shuvin is a psul. So if there's any mayim shuvin, even a drop of mayim shuvin, so it's going to render the entire mikvah apostle. There's other evidence that that shouldn't be true if there's something called hamshacha of meshicha. And so what Tosa says is, okay, but you still would need 40 sa'ah that didn't go through that process. So once, you say you dig a hole in the ground and you are in a rainy area, and so you wait for 40 sa'ah to fill up. So once you have, this is basically what we have today. So we have fancy filtration systems in that, but everything that exists is a bar al gabe bar. So the actual mikvah, 40 sa'ah of rainwater is there. And then everything else, which is basically there's a neshika, there's a point of contact, so that creates a chibur. And everything that's on top of that, as is done in modern standard, heated and filtrated, all these kinds of things. So it can be there, but you still need 40, as the Tosa says, Tvila Bechamin Mi'ika, you know that Tosfos, it's a very important Tosfos, Halacha L'maisa. So Tosfos, I'll just read the line, Aval Tvila Vaday in Ola Behem. You can't do the Tvila and the Mayim Shuvim, you need 40 sa of actual Bar Mikveh Mayim, but as long as there's a hamshacha, kulak sheira. Ratzalomar le'inin shena posela sis hamikvah. So you're probably sitting here wondering to yourself, everybody knows that the mikvah is not open on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So what's that all about? So if you take a look at Rashi here, Rashi explains what the story is. So he says, this is the Rashi of Elalav Bitzon. In chayav etvilas, ein mishum de tvila bezmana mitzvah shememaher letaher atzmo. Right, there's a concept in halacha of tefila bezmana mitzvah, that a person should try to become tahor as soon as possible. But for us, since we don't live in the world of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're less concerned about taros per se, about truma and taros, so there's an entire discussion. Do we have the notion of tefila bezmana being a mitzvah today, right, to become tahor? So on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Right? Would you say, okay, keep the mikveh open in tefillah bizman mitzvah, so as soon as a person go and become tar? So the answer is we don't pask in that way, and that we don't allow mikvahs to remain open because there's an isser, obviously, on both of those days of Tashmish Hamita. And so there'll be the two nights a year that the mikvah will ever be closed. We had it one night in the entire pandemic. The heart of it, the storm. But basically, tefillah bizman mitzvah would, in a Beis HaMikdash society, mean that a person should go as soon as possible, mimoher l'tayr atzmo, because again, it's not just the question of iser and heter, iser l'baal, heter l'baal, but it's also the question of tarus as well. Yenison, go ahead.
Rabbi, aren't we cheshish first in some regards by, I mean, not by allowing by Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, but by other respects as well?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's just not enough in this case.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Elalav, Bitsonin, V'chayav Tfilos, In and Ishachrin, Elos, Amr, Chana Bar, Ketina, Lo, Nitzrecha, L'chame, Tveria. Well, let's say you could make up a scenario where it wouldn't need to be heated through actual kalim, there wouldn't be pipes involved, etc., there wouldn't be other elements, technology involved. So chametz veria, a naturally occurring hot spring. So yachim maseifam rechanina skanakonim kedaihu beis elokeinu la'abed alav tefila pa'machas b'shana. And that is basically innocent. Your answer is that as part of our expression of beis elokeinu, again, this is going to explain Tisha B'Av, it's not going to explain Yom Kippur, but kedaihu beis elokeinu la'abed alav tefila pa'machas b'shana. Very famous line from the Gemara. So tefillah bizman mitzvah might in general be a value, but we want to demonstrate that it's not going to overcome kedaihu beis elokeinu. So I once suggested, in light of an idea that Rav Rosenzweig gave me. So Rav Rosenzweig always likes to talk about the halacha of chayv adam latar atzmo beregel. It's interesting halacha. The Rambam speaks about it of all places in Hochos Talmud Torah. So, what's that about? Like, on the one hand, you could just say, well, of course, a person should be tahar because, you had to bring your korbanos. But then talk about it in Sefer Korbanos or in Sefer Avoda. Why would you talk about it in Hochos Talmud Torah, right next to Chayv Adam L'Hakvil Pnei Rabo B'Chay? So it seems that there's something of a different imperative of Chayv Adam L'Tar Atzmo B'Regel. I think we associate Tara with being Lifnei Hashem. It is particularly true on Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miatem Tarin. Conversely, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, in a state of Hester Panim, I always thought that this made sense. If Tara is about being Lifnei Hashem, and Tisha B'Av is about being in a state of alienation, of Hester Panim, so maybe it makes exactly, maybe that was what the Gemara meant, right? Kedai hu beis elokeinu la'abed alav tefila pa'machas b'shana. The mikveh Yisrael is Hashem. It's our relation, Ashreicham Yisrael, if nemi atem etarin, umim etar escham, avicham shebashamayim. The last Mishnah Numa, so beautiful, the statement of Rabbi Kiva. But when Hashem isn't there, so there is no Tara. That's the way I like to understand the line of Gemara. Okay. V'yamar b'tzonin mutar yirchot v'tzonin amar papa be'asvad lo shchiach tzonin. So make an okimta, maybe you really can do it, but so shchiach tashmak shamar asar b'malach l'amar l'bayom ava b'layla mutar. Rashi says, shh, don't tell people. They're actually allowed to do malach on l'al tesh above. Okay. Says we're not supposed to be mefarsim this line of the Gemara. That Rashi doesn't say we have to keep a secret, right? If you actually have to go somewhere, you're allowed to do that. So my love, akulu, my eskinan ilay bechamin panav yad raglav mishari. Hamer sheishes avil aser lahushi that's bo bechamin. Can't even put your little pinky in there. Elalav b'tzonein. So it must be that we're talking about tzonein, and the only thing which is permissible is panav yad v'raglav, but rechitza b'tzonein zaser. So lo liolim b'chamin, kashi l'chav, v'chenat amotiv nuna v'avel, asha arakai. Right? So that's actually talking about everything else. But when it comes to this, we're going to draw a line between Minuta Avel and Tisha B'Av, apropos our discussion before that we had at length. So Tashma Damer Rababa Arkoin Mishim Rabbi Yosi Arkoin Maiso Maiso Banav Shor Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina V'Rachatz Bitzonin Kol Shiva. Like very concrete evidence, he did it all 7 days. So Hasam K'shet Chafu Avelav. Right, it's because Maiso Banav, it wasn't just one ben. And Rashi says, "Zachar Zach, Dani Shemesu Banav, Shnehem Lufika Chetirilo, Kedeshkachin Gabe Seir." We're about to see. The Tanya Tchavu Avelo Zachar Zach, Hichbit Saro. So a person has gotten a haircut, forget about it, in 30 days, but then is one of Shloshim again. So we should not allow them get a regular haircut, but with a Shinoi, make it Batar, Mechabes Ksuso B'Mayim. I'm Rav Chista Betara, v'lo b'misparayim, b'mayim, v'lo b'neter, v'lo b'chol, etc. So you can't use fancy shampoos or conditioners, but, you know, t'chafu avelav, we would be lenient. So I had this a couple times, halacha l'maisa, this year, you know, for people who haven't been able to get haircuts and such during the 3 weeks. So, you know, the Rav in general was Mekel because he thought it was parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh, Achi Gerbo Chavero. But let's say you don't take that approach. So there's a lot of reasons that a person could be more lenient this year, if especially if a person's uncomfortable on this basis, because it was literally impossible. It's like the case of Chol Shel Moed, impossible for a person. So I wouldn't suggest a person go to a barber shop. But Tosfos says here, Derech Haticha, Lo Kedarko. So I think if you had a family member giving you a haircut, certainly a male family member, it would be acceptable. You know, women, they learn too quickly. They do too good a job. But, you know, get your brother to do it or something. You know, that's certainly not going to end up working out too well. So I wouldn't worry about that so much. Okay. Amar Rava Avel Mutar Lerchotz Betzonin Kol Sheva Mini Dehava Abisara V'Chamra. So you know he thinks, and this is what I was saying before, in halacha, you know, we give him basar, we allow him to drink yayin, maybe we even encourage him. Right, Lo Nivra Yailin Al Nichum Avelim. So there's no din of tzar, so he's allowed to be rochets betzonin, right? That he's not allowed to have tainug. But he doesn't have to actively be mitzar himself, right? It'd be a neutral state in that sense. That's what Rava wanted to try to say. Meisve challenge. Ena bogeres rishal l'navilas atzma b'mei evel avia. Rashi tries to figure out exactly what evel avia means. It's her father passed away, or maybe her father's an avelos. Maybe we talk about the din of krovim lakrovim. But ha ne'ara risha. So the nara, she's not at the marriage age of the bogeres, so she's allowed to be minavelas herself. So my lover achit. So my ilim bechamin ena bogeres risha. V'am rav chista v'lar saloshir etzba bechamin. So Allah bitzomin. So the Gemara says the whole thing was irrelevant. Lo akichol apirchos. This is talking about cosmetics. Misayle, dam rabava arkoin mishem rabiosi akoin maisa meisu banav shrabiosi rabichanina. As we saw, virachatz betzonin kol shiva. So imri hasam, you can't really draw any rayos from that. Chafu avelav zachar zeh. The tanya chafu avelav zachar zeh. Hich betzaro mekel betar mechabis ksuso b'mayim. Amrav chista betar v'lo b'misparayim b'mayim v'lo b'neter v'lo b'chol. Below, the other tradition was that Rava was actually machmir on tzonin kol shiva. So ma'ishna mi baser va'yayin hasam mefichuche pechade hu de'aved. Very fascinating line, which I think also ties very nicely into what it was we were saying before. So if you take a look over at Rashi, so Rashi says, Rabbeinu Chananel, just a second. Yeah, Rabbeinu Chananel, excuse me. It's not necessarily fair. Do you guys have Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of your Gemara? Okay. So we take a look. So this, I hope that this will be sort of relatively similar in where your Gemara has it to my Gemara. So says v'dachinan ki kaktan lo ki ktani v'chin ba'avel and the sandal, etc., etc. Avalo rechitzo lolam bechamin. So Amarava aval aser kol shiva filo bitzonein. Maishna bevaser v'yayin de sharilei. V'dachi baser v'yayin sharinan kidei lifichuche pachadei. Aval rechitza de mishum tainug hi lo hitiro. Very fascinating. So he explains the Gemara this way. That the basar v'yayin is allowed to reduce the intensive pachad that the person is experiencing. But we'll draw a line between, let's say, what you might even call like mental health. What is it? I think you would call it mental health. And allowing tainug. And here Rava is drawing the line and saying that rechitza v'tzonein could be a form of tainug. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Lema misaylein a bogeres v'shal anavil atzma anar v'shal ma'ilim mechamin in a bogeres v'shal v'am rav chista avil osu lahoshed etzba b'chamin alav b'tzonin." And the Gemara says, "No, again, lo akichol pirchos." We're talking about cosmetics. Amar rav chista zosa meres avil aser b'chbosis kol shiva v'hilchasa avil aser lechotz kol gufo ben b'chamin ben b'tzonin kol shiva panav yad raglav b'chamin aser b'tzonin mutter. He can wash his face. So there's a heter to be ma'avir zo'ama, and we've discussed at great length in many different occasions. Earlier this year, we discussed the sugya of yo'ara. Earlier this month, when we talked about the question of istinus and changing sociological definitions. So for us, the standards of, again, ma'avir zo'ama may have changed, and what people expect and people experience discomfort. So, you know, like I said, my experience is that there are some gender differences in this regard also. So that's something to keep in mind. Slusa de Tanisa hechi mit karinan. So adabir Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yitzchak v'rei v'darash yachid shekibel alav tainus mispal shal tainus v'heichan omra ben goel l'rofe. I thought about that in a second. So maskev le Rabbi Yitzchak v'yachid kovei abrach liatzmo. It's right, the Shemona Esrei, not the Tshah Esrei. Well, you know the story. It's the Tshah Esrei, but still. Elam Rav Yitzchak b'shamei tefila, b'chenam Rav Sheshes b'shamei tefila, b'nda paskening that way. But the Gemara will take a while to get there. So meisvei ein ben yachid tzibor shezem mispal Shemona Esrei v'zem mispal Tshah Esrei. So ma yachid amai tzibor, ma yachid ma'amish tzibor shliach tzibor. Hani Tshah Esrei yashin v'arba habo. No, the shliach tzibor has an extra six brachos on the tainus. Elav hachi kamar in ben yachid the kibel alav tainis yachid the yachid kibel alav tainis sibor shezem ispal shmona esrei v'zem ispal tsha esrei. So apparently that the, when it's in the context of the tainis sibor, it would be its own bracha. Shema mina yachid kovei bracha leatzmo. Lo leolam emel lachash liach tzibor the kakash lachash liach tzibor esrei v'arba matzli. That's in the shalosh taniyos rishios rishonos, the first three taniyos of the tzibor. I don't mean what the yachidim are doing. I mean once the actual tzibor is mechuyev in tainus. The leka esrim v'arba below v'ha'in bain tani. Ain bain means ain bain. Ilan, you said it before. Ain bain shlosh rishos shlosh amtzayos. Ela shabeilu mutarin basiyas malacha leila sur basiyas malacha. Halach avdalad zabiz ashavin. So he said, ain bain. Ain bain. Ain bain sometimes, you know, means ain bain, but actually there are. Tana v'shir. So Tosfos says, well, come on. Ain bain is ain bain. So he says, actually, no, it's not. If you look in Megillah, in all the Mishnayos of ain bain the darin l'nedavos, in terms of the chiyav achrayas, it's actually not true, because you can bring from chulin. So the truth of the matter is that ain bain is very often not ain bain. So my shir, the high shir, that's where we left off. Vesuva ha'in bank tani elatana bi yisurei kamayri mitzvilos lo mayri. So we say a little bit more sophisticated, saying no, there was only talking about isurin in terms of, you know, the differences. But tfilos, they weren't even touching that, so there could be differences in tfilos. Viba yisema memtzoya nami lo matzi chav dalid velo. You're talking about the tainis emtzoyos on gishamim, and you're not going to have the full 24. Vatani in min choloshios lo shavachronos lo shabelu masrin venolin esachanios halachol devarim zebes eshavin. So everybody's going to agree in those seven last taniyos, you have 24 brachos, so for sure here. V'chisim achanami, tanashir, you want to, you know, give that answer about ein bein ktani. V'tizbara, ein bein dafka. Right, you would think that it really is bedafka. So the Gemara says, the problem is, the evidence isn't pointing in that direction. V'ashir teva. But you left out the teva, right? The fact is that, right, that there's a difference in terms of being motzi the teva to the rechava shalir. Zimishum teva lav shirahu mile de tzina ketani mile de favrasi alo ketani. So the Gemara comes up with a fancy answer for that one too. Just like we talked about Isurim versus Tfilos. So now we want to talk about the mile betzina, mile befarhesia. Okay. It sounds like a very lawyerly kind of an answer, right? We said, ain bain, there's no difference between X and Y except this. Says, no, I was only talking about private things. I wasn't talking about public things. I was only talking about Issa. I wasn't talking about Tfila. And you're like, what, I have to have a lawyer to learn a Mishnah? You know, come on. It's a, you know, like, what are you trying to do to me over here? Okay. You can't tell me it was a ton of a shir. Because Ktani la bi'idach pirka, we're covered. It's in the next perek. So my haviola, what was the maskan in the end, right? We know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tosfos says my haviola means give me a bottom line over here, right? What's the halacha? So I'm Shmuel bar sistroi v'chein amr v'chiyah barashi and barav bein goel rofe. Rav Hashi amar mishmei de Rabbi Yana brei de Rabbi Shmuel b'shomei tefila. The bottom line is that it's a machlokas. The Gemara mercifully says, V'hilchasa b'shamei tefila, what we all know to be the case. So the Yachid adds it in to shamei tefila. So the Shliach Tzibur, for us, Mincha time, Yom Tzom Tani Seinu, we'd say more confidence. So it's a separate bracha. Bein Goel the Rofe. So I wanted to suggest the following, and we'll come back to the idea of the Yachid versus the Tzibur later on, because we have to see actually in the next parak, the Idach Pirka, to have a much fuller appreciation of that. But I just wanted to make one observation with your permission. Why Ben Goel Rofe? Why that space in the Shmone Esrei? So, if you look in the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, where the Gemara goes through, you know, what exactly that Goel is about, it's really mukhrach in terms of the order of Shmone Esrei. It's not about national geula. That's covered later. Yerushalayim, Es Tzemach, a little bit before Hashiva Shoftenu. It's a very personal section of Shmone Esrei. First we ask for what else Talmud Torah, Chonin Hadas. We ask that the Talmud Torah spur our religious growth. So then we ask forgiveness in return. And then, you know, we have very personal requests about our health and our parnasa. And right at that, like, a hinge point between the very spiritual needs and the physical needs, the spiritual needs come first. So atachonin, hashivenu, slachlanu. And then physical, very legitimate physical needs, Rifa'inu and Barech Aleinu, we're not asking for materialism, we're asking for the foundations. So there's a bracha of Goel Yisrael. Well, what's it doing there? Veriva Rivenu. So the Gemara Masechta Brachos and the Gemara Megillah make it very clear that what we're talking about is not Geula in the sense of national Geula, but Geula Minachatoyim. We talked earlier this year a little bit about tshuva shel geula, the Rav's expression for Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. I'm not just remediating the chait, but being able to really become nepach l'ish acher. We were living in a more redeemed fashion, in an elevated fashion. And so after we go through the process, right, of tshuva, v'shivinu avinu l'sar asachos l'achlanu, we ask for that kapara, but we're not just looking for kapara. What we're looking for is spiritual rejuvenation. It's not just Hashem, you know, wipe away the sin. Chanun hamar beli sloach, salach di kidvaracha. You know, the Ramban, the essay in Parsha Shlach. It's not mechila, it's only slicha. Slicha means that we could be docha the onesh. And then we say, we ask Hashem to look at us in a state of spiritual desiccation. And we want Hashem to bring us out of that. Ge'olenu mehera l'man shemecha, so that we could live lives that are more consistent with what Hashem imagined for us and what we, at times of clarity, imagined for ourselves. So that's what the bracha of Goel is about. And then we have Rifoenu, which of course is about our mental, emotional, and physical health. So what's been Goel Lerofe? I thought that's a very good place for anenu and a tainus. The whole idea of a tainus is that there are sins that are impacting us. There are serious flaws. We have to be me'orei levavos leftoach darchei atshuva. So when we're done saying the bracha of Goel Yisrael, we're asking Hashem to help us redeem our personalities. So he put it on Enu, especially because we're experiencing something that's leading to a threat to our well-being, which is what we daven for in Rifoenu. So it's right there at the nexus of our spiritual and physical petition. Because a tainus, as properly understood, is a response when something physically, you know, mechama b'aretz, mechama l'tzaretz, something physically is happening that's a result of some spiritual malady. Right? That we're not supposed to deny. If we deny it, right, v'lachti mi b'keri, sa'afani elechi machem b'chamas keri. So if I had to pinpoint one spot in the Shemoneh Esrei that was right at the nexus point, let's say between spiritual and physical needs, I would say, Ben Goel Lerofe. That's where you have the transition in the Shemoneh Esrei. Right there. No, I don't mean to say that the Rifayinu is a physical need in the sense of, like, it's crass, right? The Rambam says, Mefurush and Hilchos Deos, a person who's not well physically, he's not going to have Avodas Hashem, Bichlal. A person who's, you know, Lohamesim Yahaluka. So that doesn't need any rayas. But the point is, it's the hinge of the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what the tainus is. The tainus is sort of going from, you know, a physical reality to a spiritual interpretation of what's going on. So it seems to be very well placed. When it comes to just the Yachid, so he inserts it into Shomei Tefillah. We'll get more into that when we talk about the six Hosafos, the six additional Brachos. Okay, so again, just to remind ourselves, Kedaihu Beis Elokeinu LaBeit Tefillah Achas B'Shana. That's a very, very critical perspective. We talked about Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah as a general phenomenon, but something that is not practiced in terms of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur today. We talked a little bit about the halachic issue of Mayim Shuvim, about it not being a posel B'Hamshacha, but you still need Arba'im Sa'a. To be machshir the tefillah, as a general matter, we saw a really interesting chiluk between basar v'ayayin in terms of that addressing a person's pachad. We don't want people to have an overwhelming sense of pachad, but tainug still being usur. And then we had the question, well, but how do you define tainug? So that's not one size fits all. One man's tainug is another man's just, you know, sense of laviras azoama. So that was another issue that we dealt with. We paskind hilchasa b'shomei tefillah. So again, in principle, people should not be showering during avelus. But again, b'zman hazeh, so there's a little bit more flexibility for people who are struggling. We talked to tisporis also. Should mention that techafu avelav. If a person didn't have an opportunity beforehand to get a haircut, it's getting uncomfortable, b'shinoi, a person can cut hair. So that is a little nogei halacha l'maisa today as well. Okay, so we'll pick it up there tomorrow.